Ever wrestled with that heavy feeling that you've drifted too far from God and there's just no way back? It's a lie. If you think you're unforgivable, that your mistakes have built a wall too high to climb, then you don't have to let that lie hold you captive any longer. I am here to encourage you with the promises in the Bible that reveal how very special you are to God. We're going to embrace the truth of God's relentless love that has been pursuing you all along. I long for you to believe and speak this truth: God loves me enough to pursue me. If you're tired of that nagging voice in the back of your mind, the one that replays your worst moments on a loop, then stay with me. This message is for you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I know what the voice of shame sounds like. It nags you and me for different reasons, but it comes from the same source. Whether that voice is telling you that God is so disappointed in your choices lately that you better do something quick to get back into His good graces, or it cuts deeper and convinces you that you are completely undeserving of the love of God. Please don't listen to it. The Bible verses that I'm about to read expose that condemning voice for the liar it is. Listen as I read from Romans 8, 38 and 39 from the New International Version. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Those verses convince me that God loves me enough to pursue me. That is the voice of truth right there. Here's what the lying voice sounds like. Others might be worthy of God's love, but not you, not after what you've done. That voice comes from the pit of hell, and it's rooted in dark spiritual strategies that are designed to do one thing: keep you from God. The enemy of your soul wants you to believe that you're not welcome, that your ugly past disqualifies you from a beautiful future. Believing that lie can drive you to hide from God. That's exactly what Adam and Eve did in the garden. They ate the forbidden fruit, and then they hid from God's presence. Hiding when we've sinned is almost an instinct, isn't it? Shame makes us turn inward and run from the very source of our healing. Does this sound familiar? You stop praying because you feel like a hypocrite. You stop opening your Bible because the words feel like judgment. You stop going to church because you're afraid of what people might think or say. And so you live in a spiritual desert, feeling too far from God to return, but still aching for the connection that you once had. The lie that is keeping you disconnected from God is powerful, but the truth is way more powerful. God loves me enough to pursue me. I want you to say that with me right now in a voice louder than the lying voice in your head. God loves me enough to pursue me. I've prayed many times with people who feel distant from God. I remember a young woman who reached out to me for prayer because she was appearing before a judge the next day to learn what her sentence was going to be. She had grown up going to church and still loved God, but she had made a series of choices that ended up getting her in trouble with the law. It started as a gradual drift into a life that she regretted, but she'd arrived at a place where the consequences of her sin threatened not only her keeping her job, but also raising her son. She wanted to believe that God was the same loving God that she believed in as a little girl, but she felt so unworthy of His loving kindness and mercy. Through tears, she confessed that after everything she'd done, she was afraid God was pretty much done with her. Shame can make us think we're unforgivable. Shame tells us we're not worth redemption. Shame says we deserve the maximum punishment that the judge can hand over. Heaped with the guilt and feeling away from God, this precious young woman had just enough hope to hold out and ask me to pray for God's mercy over her. Now, I didn't know what she had done, and I didn't know what kind of jail term she might be facing, but I did know the truth in Romans 8, 38 and 39. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. I assured her that feeling unworthy of God's mercy was rooted in a lie. The voice of condemnation is not God's voice. The Bible doesn't paint a picture of a God who shakes his finger at you, demanding that you clean yourself up before you come to him. Not at all. The Bible says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." God's love for you is not based on your ability to clean yourself up and be good. God's love is based on his character. And what do we know about his character from the verse that I just shared out of Hebrews? We can confidently approach God for his mercy and grace. My friend, God's character is one of relentless pursuing love. Your heavenly Father runs to you while you're still a mess. God is not waiting for you to find your way back through the dark. He's coming into the darkness to find you. If you're feeling distant from God, you don't have to earn your way back. The truth is you can't. But the good news is that God's grace is not something you earn. It's a gift that you receive. The lie of shame crumbles in the light of Scripture. Let's look at the evidence in Luke chapter 15, where Jesus tells three stories back to back to reveal the heart of God for the lost. First, there's the lost sheep. A shepherd has 100 sheep and one wanders off. And what does he do? He leaves the 99 and goes after the one until he finds it. He doesn't say, "Well, that sheep made a bad choice and I hope it finds its way back." No, the shepherd takes the initiative and he goes on a hunt. He does the pursuing. Jesus also tells the story of a lost coin. A woman loses one of her 10 silver coins and she lights a lamp, she sweeps the house, she searches carefully until she finds it. That coin has immense value to her. In the same way, my friend, you are a precious treasure to God. You are worth searching for. Now, the most powerful story in Luke 15 is the prodigal son who dishonors his father, takes off with his inheritance, and then squanders it. When he hits rock bottom, he decides to go home, rehearsing a speech about how he's not worthy. But when the father saw his broken child still a long way off, he was filled with compassion and he ran to his son with wide open arms. He didn't wait for his son to prove that he'd changed. He didn't even give his son a chance to carry on with his "I'm unworthy" speech. If you've been a prodigal, know this. You are God's beloved child. His love compels him to pursue you and welcome you home. Now the enemy's voice accuses you and drives you away, but the Holy Spirit's voice convicts you and leads you home to God for healing. My friend, you can believe and speak with confidence. God loves me enough to pursue me. That declaration was inspired by Romans 8, 38 and 39, which tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing. Not even well-deserved jail time. Nothing. Your sin may result in consequences, but it will never forever rob you of redemption. The cross of Jesus Christ paid for the debt of your sin. So, how do we embrace this truth and silence the lie? Well, I'm glad you asked. I am about to give you 3 steps that you can take to start walking in truth. But first, may I ask a favor of you? It really helps me out when you engage with this channel. So would you please at least tap or click the like button and be sure to subscribe if you haven't. And when you leave me a comment, that is priceless to me. I appreciate your support so very much. You might want to think too about maybe sharing this message with someone who will benefit from knowing how much God loves them. Okay, here is the first step to walking in the truth of God's relentless pursuing love. Renounce the lie that you're unworthy. That voice telling you that you're unforgivable, it's not from God. It's a spiritual attack from the enemy, so refuse to partner with it any longer. Second, talk to God about how you feel. Now, you don't have to make a fancy speech or even clean up your language. He'll meet you right where you are. Third, receive God's gift of mercy and grace, my friend. If you're holding on to guilt with clenched fists, then you can't receive. Open your hands to let go of the shame and accept the forgiveness that God already purchased for you. He has done the work. Your part is simply to accept it. You can make a decision right now to stop believing the lie that's keeping you from God. If you've felt far away, unworthy, and unforgivable, I invite you to pray with me. Will you do that with me now? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus. You love the world so much that you gave your one and only Son to die in our place, Father, so that we could have eternal life with you if we only believe. And so, God, I pray for anyone listening right now to just express that even in an I believe. Because the Bible says for all who believed in him, for those who received him, he gave the right to become children of God. And oh, Father, once we are in your family, saved and washed clean by the blood of Jesus, we are like that prodigal. You throw a party for us. Not literally, of course, but Lord, you send your spirit to live within us and to guide us, to comfort us, and to help us discern right from wrong. And so, Lord, I pray that for anyone listening who doesn't know you, that they would take that step right now. And for anyone else, Father, feeling unworthy or unforgiven or unforgivable, Lord, that they would simply confess their sin, because your scripture says that when we do that, you are faithful and just to not only forgive us our sins, but also cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Lord, we ask for that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, there might still be days when you hear those old lies about being unforgivable, but now you have the truth to fight back with. Would you let me know in the comments by simply writing, "God loves me enough to pursue me." When you feel distant, remember that you are not defined by your worst mistake, but by the overwhelming love of our Savior who gave everything to reconcile you with God. I want to thank you for spending time with me today, and may you believe and speak that you are no longer a prisoner to your past. You are a deeply loved child of God. So run to the arms of the Father, my friend, who has been waiting for you all along. I invite you to watch the video that you're going to see on the right for more encouragement from the Word of God. And please share this message with a friend, because remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.